Hallelujah. Good morning, Father God, the Father of love that had us in mind and had the world in mind, all for your goodness. And thank you, Jesus, for coming to show us the way and restoring in every way, dying our death, dying for us so that we can become righteous. You knew no sin, became sin for us so we can become the righteousness of God. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the vessel by which we can tap into the thoughts of God and we can have a revelation of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making your home with us and starting a mighty work, calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light to now experience the goodness that was available for us before the foundation of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 26 from verse 51 to 56. One of Jesus' followers pulled out a sword and he struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus told him, "Put your sword away. Anyone who lives by fighting will die by fighting. Don't you know that I could ask my Father and he would at once send me more than 12 armies of angels?" But then, how could the words of the scriptures come true, which says this must happen? Jesus said to the mob, "Why do you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like a criminal? Day after day, I sat and taught in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But all this happened so that what the prophets wrote would come true." All Jesus' disciples left him and ran away.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. This morning I woke up at about 4:45 and then I went and ran first. Yeah, and when it's high tide or close to high tide, I run on the dew. And it just became such an encouragement to me as I was just thinking about it. You know, and when you run on the dunes and you run on the height of the dunes, hard and it's nice. And you can see the beautiful view, the sea around you, the mountain to the left and the sea to the right. The sun coming up and the sun reminding me again of this wonderful new and this better covenant where his mercies are new every day. And just as the sun comes up to bring light into the world, so it's so beautiful. A prophetic word speaking about Jesus in Hosea 6 verse 3, he says, "And when he was raised, we were raised with him." So he can come like the dawn, come like the morning, come like the sun, because he is the sun of righteousness and bring the rain of righteousness. And this is why it's so important, the morning by morning drawing close to the Lord. And then also running on the heights, like I said, you enjoying the beauty and the goodness of God all around you. And it makes me think of the Songs of Solomon, the Shulamite. And in chapter 8, it speaks there about she was sitting under the tree and she was conscious of the Lord. And then the Lord came and he says, "Because you were conscious of me," he lifted her up and then she ran with him on the heights because he let his fire burn within her, become her motivating factor. And so she partook of heaven's blessings together with the Lord. And that's our whole the reality of where we've got to come to. I think of Jesus. I mean, here, what is happening here, it was all written so that he could be a worthy high priest of a new and a better covenant. So he showed the wonderful way of the Spirit, in tune with the Spirit, overcoming in every way, but then he had to die. And that death was for us. I love it in Romans chapter 6. It says, "If we died with him, we will live with him." Now, how did we die? How do we need to see that? Jesus goes on to tell you exactly how you need to see it. He says he died to sin to live for God. Now, Jesus, he died for sin to live for God. Now, then he goes on to say, "Now reckon yourself dead to sin." Why? "He who knew no sin became sin so that you can become the righteousness of God." So that is the whole aim in life, and that is staying close with the Lord, running to him, and then running on the heights like the Shulamite. in tune with your God, working together with the Lord, because at the acceptable time I heard you. He's dealt with sin and he's now available to keep us in righteousness, in the light, in the love, in the perfect covenant. This is eternal life, knowing the Father and knowing the Son through the Spirit of God that reveals the thoughts of God and makes Jesus real to us. But then also, you know, in running on the heights, which is so beautiful and so wonderful, there's also times you've got to go down into the valley. You've got to go down into the softer sand because the height is there in front of you. And then that's tricky. That's that soft sand. But you just, and you can't look around. You just got to keep looking where you're going so your feet don't twist your feet, or you don't run into a rock or into a bush. So there you are more conscious of just one step, keeping your steps going in the right direction, aiming again for the heights of the high calling, the answers for sin, the blessings that we have now in Christ Jesus. And that's like our daily thing, not a daily walk. We are in a world where the devil is still around, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. And we've got to go through that. You know, there's messages to keep you away from your inheritance. It's like Esau's meal that he partook of that kept him away from his destiny, kept him away from his purpose. And so the sin is around there to distract us. Gospels that are not the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for those that believe. So it's the answers. It's he sharing that we were always made to be like Jesus. We were predestined in Jesus. And now in Jesus, we've been restored again. That perfect love is available. And that perfect love is what inspires us day by day to keep running this race, because he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God and be the lights in the world. No secret agents, but keeping our focus, putting on the light when there is darkness, getting the truth where there is lies, awaking to, I love it there, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So the knowledge of God wakens us up to what God knows. And God knows he has dealt with sin. God knows your purpose. God knows the plans that he's got for you to build you up and to give you a future. So stick to God, run to God, and come out of the lies and the deception that is there to just keep you in an inferior lifestyle and in an inferior mindset, because you can have the mind of Christ now, because you've got the heart of the Lord, because the Lord's pouring his love into your heart through the Holy Spirit, so that you can have great expectations, hopes, according to the great and precious promises. And because you are in the light now, then God can come through and he can be God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all the angels can then be the ones that surround you and bless you and encourage you from this time forth and forever. Amen.
Amen.